WMFO Medford.
We shall never surrender.
In the dust, in the dirt, drop a needle if it hurts. On the vinyl, not the tourniquet. Do my stars match my stripes? I'll be wearing them all night. I'll be riding shopping in my life. On the eve of the first time to breathe. I'd actually stroke gold this time.
Say say goodbye with a tear in your eye. But you feel me, don't you, boy? Like a tin can noise on the sidewalk, kicking the dust up like the truth. And you sing it like a song in a treehouse.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO. That is Duress with If We Ever Get Out, one of my favorite songs out of this area in the last 20 years or so. Before that was Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with My Fictional Friend from Norway from his latest record, their latest record, The Courage of the Lonely. Parlor Bells gave you Red, White, and Bruised from Waylaid in the Melee. Jack Drag, going back to 1997 for that one, was Unisex Headwave, the title track from their Unisex Headwave album. And I started all off with Fidel and 17. All right. You're listening on the Town with Mikey D. My name is Phil. I'm bringing you Boston and New England musics. All kinds of him. Yes. All right. Let's go back a little ways with kind of a spin-off band from Expanding Man. Those that remember Expanding Man back in the day. I just dug this up. Haven't played it in a while, so I'm going to now. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. Cruz or Cruise on the Parkway on my TA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. That was the Flying Blue Squirrels with Crossed on a Wire. Before that was Deborah with Overdrive. Chauncey gave you a soundtrack. This Blue Heaven gave you Wave from the Gemini EP. And God Boxer gave you Until You're Gone. Now, the singer from God Boxer, Aaron Lippert, was in Expanding Man back in the 90s. And now he is not living in this country anymore. But we still love the music, though. Anyway, you're listening on the Town with Mikey D. And the Flying Blue Squirrels kind of brings me into what I'm going to try to put together a nice block of bands that all have a common thread. And that is One Night Band. Now, it went away for a few years, and now it's back. It is at the Sinclair this Saturday, January 6th. 40 musicians get put into 8 bands on Saturday morning, which is the 6th. They write 3 songs, they learn a cover, and then they take the stage at 8 p.m. that evening to perform those songs. And you will never find a bigger fan of One Night Band than me. And there can be some arguments about that, but I just happen to love it to death, and I'm going to put together a little block of One Night Bands, because some of them even ended up doing those songs that they wrote that night in the studio. So there's some studio recordings in this block. Anyway, enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you, Boston Man Crush. Thank you, Mary Gansett and Magnum, who's going on with your side of him. Anyway, this song is called The Ballad of Robert Shaw.
1-605. Then I'll take a drink of five alarm. Then I'll take a walk to the store. I'll take some money. Then I'll take some more. Then I'll take you, baby, to a place I never tell. I'm just a man with some hearts and a love that I've seen well. I'm just a man with some hearts and a love that I've seen well. I'm just a man with some hearts and a love that I've seen well.
WMFO. That's the Peppermint Patties, arguably the most famous of the bands that came out of One Night Band. That was See You in Hell. Yes, It was such an awesome song. Anyway, that was a block of one-night bands with Peppermint.